Hi, and welcome to a very special gutter. I don't think we've had one of these before. It's just me and Neil. We're in a car. We're driving towards Newcastle. I'm calling this a mobile gutter. We've never had a mobile. I'm actually worried, Neil, whether I should actually host. Can you drive and host in this country? Or PG? I know you can be a guest on a podcast and drive, I think, in this country. But drive and host, I just don't know. Anyway, let's not worry about that just right now. They'll all have its say if it's going to have its say. What we're going to do is we're going to talk. I said to Neil, can we do a sort of mini emergency mobile gutter, whatever you call it? Because towards the end of this winter, things are breaking fast. The manager's saying, he's suddenly sort of almost blatantly saying, yeah, we always planned it like this. We're going to sign loads of players. So, Neil, what did you read into the press? Before we drill down to names, what have you gleaned from what he said at the press conference yesterday about the market and what he sort of was provoked to say by Jamie Carragher in the interview he did as well that came out yesterday?
I think he's in a position at the minute. I mean, right now he literally has not managed a competitive game for Liverpool. And part of what that means is he has lost. And what that means is at the minute, I think he's in a position to be really honest, really open. And he also just doesn't have to bullshit because he's not been part of any process really at this stage. So what that means is if he thinks the squad's thin and he can see that the squad's thin and he can see that everybody else sees the squad's thin and Jamie Carragher says effectively, don't you think the squad's thin? He can just say, yeah, I think the squad's thin. And no one has to, he's got no responsibility in that. He wasn't part of a process that saw Mo Salah leave on a free transfer. He wasn't part of a set of decision-making that saw Liverpool spend the money that they spent last summer on three players who effectively now all want to play through the middle in his system. He's actually here to make the best of all of that. Now, listen, I think he'll be delighted what he's got to make the best of in the situation I've just described. But I think, Rob, he's able to just simply say what he sees at this stage. He may be cagier. And hopefully he's still a Liverpool manager in 3 years, but he may actually be a little cagier around this sort of stuff in 3 years' time.
Yeah.
If he's had a significant part in the responsibility of the whole thing, but that's not where he is at the minute. And I just think he's able to be open and honest. I also just think it suits his personality. That's the sort of guy he is. But I think what he doesn't do is he's not complaining. He's not saying, well, we're fucked. He's not saying, well, his demeanour is, this is not ideal, but you know what, we've still got football matches to play and we're going to enjoy playing them and we're going to enjoy trying to win them.